Hello, it's Sunday, the 21st of December. It's nearly 9 o'clock in the evening. I'm bored, just bored, and the weather's bad as well. Raining, windy. So I can't go out with the dog to the park. It's too wet. I had a walk yesterday. I want to get him to the park, you know, for the free run. But it's just too wet. And it's now the Christmas holidays, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, until Christmas Day, I'm just bored. I just get so easily bored. In fact, you know what? I want to talk about getting my own house and things. But my mum won't have it. She's, why are you so desperate to do that? Because I've been waiting for 6 years. That's how. And I think it's about time. I had my own house. I had a dream the other night that I got my own house. I did. And I'm just trying to ask my mum what I need, you know, in terms of like in the kitchen, like if I was cooking and that. Well, I can make like sausage, bacon. On the George Foreman just now. And then I'm asking her about ready-made things. Like, get chicken, I think. If ready-made, just put it in the oven. But I'm not too sure about the oven, how to use the oven. Just need to wear oven gloves, I think. But I'm just trying to prepare, you know, because it could be any time. Well, I'm saying that. Don't know when it would be. But I think it's about time that I knew, you know, how to, like, look after myself and that. And whatever I do, you know, if my mum goes out or anything like that and I would manage on my own. Of course, there's other things to think about as well, like I think cleaning the bedroom, cleaning the house, you know, housework, not just being in the kitchen. So I just thought I would do this audio boom. It's like, so I've got somebody to talk to, if you know what I mean. That's why I do it sometimes, because my mum doesn't want to listen to me. I know she doesn't. She says when the time comes, she says, but I'll help you with things and that, of course, but I don't want you to do everything for me, you know. Just watch me. Like, yeah. Yeah, the dog's fed up as well. I know he is. He got soaked earlier. Put him out. And then he goes mad, try to dry himself in the furniture. looking over to the window. You can hear what it's like outside. Not stopped raining all day. And my nephew was round. There's nobody for him to play with either. They're all away. All his friends. So there's nobody here today. And this weekend I've had some pain, well, just stomach and mouth. Yeah, my mouth. I don't know what I've done to my mouth. Must have bit it or something. So I tried putting Bonjela on it. It's right at the back. I don't know why I do that. It's on one side of the mouth. I'm going to take codeine for my stomach as well. It works. It does. It makes you sleep. The codeine or codamol. Not everyone can take it, because don't take too much of it, because I think it can make you sick. But some people can't take any. But I get told, don't take it any more than 3 days, and no more than 8 a day. Well, I've had 4 today, because I woke up this morning about 2 o'clock with a lot of pain. Then the dog wanted out every 3 hours or so. Or he did. 4. He wanted out at 4 and then at 7. And then about 10. And well, time it was up then anyway. 10. And then I've got into the habit of going to sleep in the afternoon. Well, not exactly. It's still, later in the morning, about 11, 12, and sleeping for a couple of hours. You're not supposed to. I know you're not. Because then you'll not be able to sleep at night.